Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Heavy fighting between Sri Lanka's government and the Tamil Tiger rebels resumed this week. Whenever unrest flares, persecution seems to follow. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the violence against Christians in Sri Lanka has had a chilling effect in outreach.
Evangelists who are still working alongside of Open Doors are still going into those areas that are directly affected. What I think is important for people to realize is that in the midst of trouble and persecution, often the hope that people cling to and turn to in Jesus Christ is the only hope that they can find for a desperate situation.
Next, in Ghana, a youth theology class has become an evangelism class. Oasis International started the course at the pleading of the community for more youth training. After 8 weeks, 26 students have come to Christ, and more students keep showing up, says Ambrose Brennan with Oasis International.
We just encourage the students to invite other students who might be interested or may not know the Lord, and so they've been our little missionaries, our little evangelists.
Oasis leadership students are leading their first Bible studies in the new class. Pray for wisdom for the instructors as this ministry continues to blossom. And finally, a missionary in India is sharing Christ's love with lepers. Often the children of lepers are shunned, just like their parents, and have never had the opportunity to go to school. Pastor Kieran with Gospel for Asia offers them food and shows Christ's love by caring for them in other ways. Kieran's love has moved so many that now 35 lepers are attending church often. Pray that God would continue to bless Kieran's special work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.